I'd like to entertain a motion, come out of executive session, please.
Make a motion to come out of executive session.
Second. I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Gray, seconded by Councilwoman Harland. Now further discussion, call for the question.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Corman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harland?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. I'd like to entertain any motions, come out of executive discussion.
I'd like to make the motion that the letter from the shareholder be sent over to the superintendent's office.
With our concern?
Yeah.
Yes. I need a second.
A second.
I have a second. Motion by Councilwoman Gray, seconded by Councilwoman Foreman, to request our letter sent to the superintendent's office concerning the restricted property element in which we have received. We have concerns. Is that good enough?
That's it.
Call for the question, please.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harland?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you, Amy. We'll try to develop that out and we'll highlight the information that we have. With that, I'd like to finish up with policy,
Oh, we haven't taken care of the policy yet.
Policy committee recommendations, thank you.
If I could.
Yes, that's right, we need two out of there. Please go right ahead, you have the floor.
The first policy, the policy committee met yesterday with regard to two policies that needed to be implemented per the grant requirements that the nation is requesting we take care of this. The first one was a vehicle policy that has been shared, I believe. I believe everybody has a copy of it. The committee made some grammatical changes to it, and at this time I'd make a motion to the full council to adopt the vehicle policy as recommended.
Second, please.
Second.
I have a second. Motion on the floor by Councilwoman Harland, seconded by Councilwoman Gray. Open for discussion. Councilwoman Foreman.
We talked yesterday about this vehicle policy. It has, and it's in here, on the very first page under terms, there are two paragraphs that describe council chairperson's duties and responsibilities, and also the Osage Minerals Council staff duties. And I compare those, and if you've got your computers open, I've got the Osage Minerals Council bylaws and rules and procedures there for anyone who cares to see. They do not line up. What this policy states does not line up with our own bylaws and policies and procedures on either the staff or the chairperson. I don't really see why they need to even be in this policy, because it has, in my determination, it amends our own bylaws and rules if we vote it in by fiat or by accident. So I would make a motion to amend this to delete those two paragraphs from the vehicle policy.
Second.
Motion on the floor. Councilwoman Harland, thank you, Council.
We did address that this wasn't consistent. It's not necessarily contradictory, but it adds additional things. And policies and procedures for any entity, organization, body are living documents. They change, they evolve. This is a necessary policy. Now, we're just arguing about whether wording is consistent or not. My motion is that we adopt it as written, as was amended by the councilwoman with the grammatical changes, and we allow it to go forward and to modify our existing policies because we did not address vehicles in our policy. And with that, I'll call for the question.
I've got to actually go to Councilman Redcorn.
Court of Robert's Rules of Order, we can entertain a motion inside of a motion to amend said resolution.
If it is tabled.
It wasn't a motion to amend. It was a second motion.
I made a motion to amend.
And I seconded that to remove those two paragraphs.
Excuse me, let him finish. Counsel.
I'm point of order. We can, per Robert's Rules of Order, we can entertain a motion inside of a motion to amend the proposed resolution, to amend or strike out two paragraphs.
Yes, sir. With the point of order being called, you want me to call for the question?
For the question.
Thank you.
Which question?
Second. Second, I'm going to clean this up here in just a second.
Okay.
We need to have the second motion of striking the elements out of this document brought up by Councilwoman Foreman. Who was your second? Councilman Redcorn. Call for the question.
Okay. Councilwoman Gray?
No.
Councilwoman Harlan?
No.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red
Eagle? Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
No.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Out of the point of order, would you like to go in to take care of your motion now that it has been amended by a resolution?
I would, but as a point of order, I believe that a motion inside of a motion, and I could be wrong. I don't know if we have a Robert's Rules of Order here present to look at, but that amendment should have been a request for me to amend that motion.
Exactly.
So I believe that wasn't a proper motion that we just voted on.
That's right.
And I'm getting some agreement from some folks who absolutely do know Robert's Rules. So, Mr. Chairman, I believe that my motion has to stand because I did not amend it. The council can vote on it to not accept that motion.
That's
and
correct.
Make a secondary motion. But what just happened here was improper and very circular because I did not agree to amend my motion.
That's correct.
Just as a reference, we had a committee meeting yesterday. This came up about striking these two paragraphs, and it failed in committee. It failed in committee, and then it just got brought back up. And the goal is to get a policy on our books so we can start doing this, getting our Mr. Lynn can use the vehicle. That's the goal, to get him out in the field to do this. We have not checked one orphan well, and I've been saying this for a while. I think that if we go ahead and retract what this motion within a motion, the person who states the motion has to be okay with the amended motion. That's where that stands. What just happened, that's why I had to vote no, that was just an illegal movement within the Robert's Rules of Order. You can do a motion within a motion, but it has to be okay with the person who originally set the motion.
Councilwoman Foreman, then Councilman Redcorn.
Okay, I just want to cut to the chase here because it's, I'm just clarifying. My concern is that we are amending our existing bylaws and policies and procedures by approving this as worded. And that we'd have to agree to changing the chairperson's responsibilities, and that's why I'm against voting for it as is. And also, we have precedent for making motions within motions. We've already done it, so.
As amended only. Counsel.
I recommend, Chairman, that we carry out Ms. or Councilwoman Harlan's vote as she stated.
Okay.
Have our attorney tell us which one is the correct version, because my understanding is you can have a motion inside a motion. You can't entertain a motion inside a motion in Robert's rules.
And I will agree with Councilwoman on that. You can have a motion inside of a motion, but that to amend my motion requires my consent, and I did not give consent. So I'll call for the question. If it fails, it fails, and we can vote on it next time. We'll just keep delaying this.
Okay. Call for the question, please.
Okay, to accept the vehicle policy as written.
That's correct.
Motion?
As recommended by committee.
Okay. Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes. Just teasing y'all.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Made it.
Yes.
Motion passes.
Oh my God, we have 5 minutes.
Mr. Chairman, there's a second policy.
Yes, please.
I, as many people have noticed, cannot get into my computer today, so I'm just going to say off the top of my head from the meeting yesterday, the second policy that the committee recommended for full council was that the, is it Wex or Wex?
Wex card, W-E-X-X.
Okay, the Wex card and the Form B card that are used for fuel and specific purposes relating to the vehicles, that we would adopt a written policy that those cards would be maintained by the chairman's designee, and which would be our office staff, and that when we check out a vehicle for distinct purpose, that those cards are also checked out, you know, to be used to fuel the car up and take care of emergencies. But that any thing in addition to fuel would have to require approval from the chair. And I'll ask my committee if that's, did I say that accurately?
I would just add, Chair, I just add that we were going to adjust the log to add purpose.
To the spreadsheet,
yes.
To the actual checking out the vehicle and
right,
car.
Right.
And purpose as considered by the contract.
And I would be putting in the form of motion that we adopt the gas card, what we call the credit card policy as I just outlined it.
Second.
Any discussion? Amy, what's the best you got?
To adopt a policy for the vehicle cards only, and to establish a system for checking them out.
Yes, and we're also going to show, what we've got to do is identify, and this is going to be easy, is that when you check out the card, it has to show what is the usage. Is it for the contract, the grant itself, or it's that there's a council? The grant will only pay for the review of their project, and we want to make sure it's separated, and that was a request. So whatever, however you got that, I'd like to call for the question.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you, Counselor. Yes.
Can I interject?
Yes.
Our attorney is sitting here now. I would like to ask the question. Per Robert's Rules of Order, and I've tried to maintain my knowledge of it. Can you clear it up for me? Mrs. Harlan made a motion, seconded. I made a motion to amend her motion, which was seconded and voted on. And then we voted to approve her amendment as written, and we passed that. Could you clear up for me, is it per Robert's Rules of Order to allow a motion under a motion?
Well, I think Councilwoman Harlan may be right that with her consent, but let me check on it, okay, because I'm not exactly sure.
Okay.
So,
well, I'm hearing two attorneys, so what I'm going to do is, Chairman, make a motion that we undo that motion.
Rescind it, sir?
Rescind that motion.
Thank you.
To amend her resolution.
Clarification.
Councilwoman Foreman's resolution?
Yes.
Oh, it'll clear up some things.
So we rescind that resolution.
I see.
As a point of order, we're allowed to do that. And we can come back to it, as Councilwoman Harlan said, because it was in arrears on the option. I do know Robert's rules.
I think as a point of order, Mr. Chairman, he's correct in his ability to make a motion, an independent motion to rescind on that.
Thank you. With that, I have a second. I have a motion on the floor by Councilman Redcorn, seconded by Councilman Red Eagle. Would like to rescind the resolution of Councilwoman Foreman's. Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Abstain.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you. And it's the call of the chair on how you actually handle it here at the Osage. Okay. With that being said, the council, we only have one item left. I'd like you to have your say before I move into meeting minutes.
Okay. Another item is still left, and that's
Oklahoma Land Commission.
Yeah, well, it's actually commissioners.
Thank you.
Commissioners of the land office.
Put that in form of a motion, since I requested that.
I would like to make a motion to pass a resolution to seek. I'm sorry, that's the wrong one. I would like to make a motion for council to approve that I contact the commissioners of the land office of the state of Oklahoma for a meeting to explain their online lease program and set up a few dates for any of the council members to attend.
Second.
I'll second that, but just for clarification, she's saying that it would be a voluntary meeting?
Yes.
Okay, then I'll second that.
Yes, I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Foreman, second by Councilwoman Harlan, to request the review of the, please tell me again.
Lease program. Okay. Of the commissioners of the
Land Commission, Save Oklahoma. And we're going to ask for that, but I thought of two other criteria I want to ask them about. Call for the question.
Councilman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you, Council. With that passing, what we're going to do is request a timeline that will show exactly how quick they can get in and out on the leases and permitting, and we can't. And I think it'll be a great endeavor. I'd like to go to minute meetings. Yes, Councilwoman Harlan.
Make a motion to approve the minute meetings from February 20th.
Second.
I have a motion on the floor by Councilwoman Harlan, seconded by Councilman Redcorn to adopt the minute meetings. Second. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Is that the date on these?
20th.
Okay. Yes, dear.
They were the 20th.
Okay, the 20th of the last meeting. Call for the question, please.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Councilman Foreman?
Abstain.
Councilman Gray?
Yes.
Councilman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilman Rebar?
Abstain.
Motion passes.
Thank you. Just before I ask for adjournment, I'd like to invite everyone down to Hall of America tomorrow We're going to have our Johnson O'Malley program for our children. And I just wanted to say I am so proud. We start a hand game at 2. We'll serve supper at 5, and then you're at Hominy, so it'll be a little later. And then we will have a dance afterwards. I am so honored that my granddaughter's going to be the little girl dance. But I'm related to every other member from the MC Arena Director Dance. The ones I'm on is married into the coaching group. So with that being said, what I want to tell you is that I do the other, but you cannot have more fun than you can have with these kids. So I won't be chairman tomorrow, I'll be grandpa. And I'm going to have a great time, so you are all invited. And with that, Councilwoman Harlan.
Mr. Chairman, I wish you a lot of luck in the Hominy group. A good time tomorrow. However, due to inclement weather, I do not intend to drive back to Osage County. And on that, I would make a motion to adjourn.
So you know you have a place to stay, though, don't you? Second, I have a motion on floor, Councilwoman Harlan. Motion to adjourn. Call for the question, please.
Councilwoman Foreman?
Yes.
Councilwoman Gray?
Yes.
Councilwoman Harlan?
Yes.
Councilwoman Redcorn?
Yes.
Councilwoman Red Eagle?
Yes.
Councilwoman Rebar?
Yes.
Chairman Waller?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Thank you, Council, for everything.